What is that in your hand? No one's hand or life is ever really empty when you think about it for a while. So the Lord said to him, What is that in your hand? Exodus 4:2. A staff, just a staff. In this passage, God asks Moses what he holds in his hand. Moses holds his staff. As a shepherd, his staff was a needed part of his daily task to keep prone to wandering sheep in line. It was like asking a mother with a small child in her arms, or a cook with her bag of flour, or the carpenter with his hammer, what he had there. Interestingly, it wasn't while Moses was in Pharaoh's daughter's care amid palace splendors that he was asked. However, Scripture tells us that by now, Moses is a simple shepherd with a crude staff. Yet now comes the question, What do you have there, Moses? Implied also the unasked, What are you going to do with what you have in your hand? Will you give it to God, Moses? Will you come along with it into God's plan for you? Exodus gives us the story from there. God turned that simple staff into startling signs of God's power before Pharaoh. God turned that simple staff into a living serpent and back into a dead piece of wood. Keep reading Exodus, and we see that staff was used to lead a nation and to part the Red Sea. That staff was with Moses as his hands were held up while battles raged and were won, and when God brought water from solid rock. Scripture shows us that nothing is too small, too mundane, too unimportant to be used by God for His glory and for the good of mankind. Give your life to God with your whole heart and see what God will do. The Bible tells us that staff was used in miracle after miracle because it was given to God. Oh, by the way, what is that in your hand? Scripture is for us all and is as relevant today as it was in Moses' time. God is asking what you have in your hand too. What is there with you right now at your disposal? And of course, what are you going to do with it today?